In America, we've had our occasional taxpayer revolts over the years. These days, too, American talk radio has become a media profit center by serving as a platform for the voices of angry taxpayers. But this taxpayer revolt is a curious phenomenon, because it often reduces the complexity of public issues and citizen participation to the simplicity of personal cash flow. It says, in effect, I don't care about government and the common good. What has it done for me lately? With its implicit slogan of no taxation with or without representation, this taxpayer revolt generally privileges my pocket over the public good, forcing the government to do an already difficult job with fewer resources. Right-wing talk radio is full of disgruntled taxpayers who generally tax Dr. America's patients. Radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh have discovered that they can generate ratings by degenerating the democratic premises of American government. These radio stars rail about they, the government, even though the preamble to the Constitution clearly opens by invoking we, the people. By reducing the essence of government to calculations of the bottom line, they reduce the people to private pockets, to mere taxpayers. Inviting people to be angry and suspicious, they convert the critical capacity of citizens to the uncritical carping of taxpayers. In a terrific book called The Good City and the Good Life, Daniel Kemmes, the former mayor of Missoula, Montana, contends that people who refer to themselves as taxpayers are not even remotely related to democratic citizens. Taxpayers have a dual relationship to government, neither half of which has anything at all to do with democracy. Taxpayers pay tribute to the government, and they receive services from it. So does every subject of a totalitarian regime. What taxpayers do not do, and what people who call themselves taxpayers have long since stopped even imagining themselves doing, is governing. Like Kemmes, Dr. America notes that Americans all too seldom use the word citizen these days. We speak of the concerned citizen, as if mere concern was sufficient for citizenship. But this is an impoverished notion of citizenship. Citizenship is active participation in the multiple communities that make our lives good. As a citizen, I give myself to those communities. I learn about the life of my community, and I take time to experience its amenities. I talk about the common good, and I get involved in community projects. I work on political campaigns, and I try to ensure that my representatives embody my ideals of the good life. As much as possible, I govern myself so that I am not a burden to the community. I obey the laws. I provide for my family. I care for my neighbors. I try to gauge my environmental impact and to live lightly on the earth so that my fellow citizens don't have to subsidize my stupidity. And as a small token of my complex citizenship, I provide money for the people who work at governing in my place. I pay my taxes. Once I pay my taxes, my money becomes ours. It leaves the pockets of possessive individualism and flows into the pool of public purpose. My individual wealth becomes commonwealth. When we think of ourselves only as taxpayers, we identify ourselves mainly as consumers, and we expect to be satisfied customers. In the retail world, this is good practice. When I buy a pair of jeans at the Gap, I want my money's worth. I want good jeans and good-looking jeans. I want pants that will last. And if I don't get what I want, then I want my money back. But government is not the mall, and taxation is not simply an economic exchange. Government is not a vendor of services, and taxes are not a fee for the services we use. In America, government is not designed for individual customer satisfaction. But it is designed for the citizen's satisfaction, the satisfaction of us, the people, that our incomes are taxed for positive public outcomes. This doesn't mean that Americans should be complacent about taxes or government programs. Dr. America would be the last person to suggest an uncritical existence. As citizens, we owe the government our taxes and our skepticism. But we also owe it an understanding that government is not a retail enterprise. Instead, it's in the wholesale business of providing for the common good. This means that when I don't get my money's worth from my taxes, I can still take great satisfaction that my individual sacrifice, and it is a sacrifice in the best sense of the word, still contributes to the Commonwealth. In this country, we do pay taxes, and we are therefore taxpayers. But we should be absolutely appalled by anyone who reduces our role in society to the mere function of taxpayer. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, a taxpayer and a citizen.